Hey everyone, many of you are aware of my content demolishing the pseudo-archaeology cult, one of the most toxic cesspools of pseudoscience on the entire internet. While I've been pissing off all the grifters in this space for quite some time, undoubtedly none so much as a feral little cave troll named Dan Richards. Let's see if we can give him a mental breakdown today, shall we? If you need some background information, in April of last year, I put out this meaty piece called The Great Big Pseudo-Archaeology Debunk. It focused on Graham Hancock, since he's the godfather of this cult, and the most influential figure on the gullible sector of the public, who lap up fairy tales about advanced ancient civilizations that definitely never existed. It also dunked on two of Graham's pointless henchmen, Dan Richards and Jimmy Corsetti. I had already planned to do follow-up videos for each of them, but Dan promptly had a complete meltdown about my video, whining for his clueless flock about how I don't understand archaeology, so his video came first, where I exposed him even further as a pointless troll who knows literally zero things about archaeology. In that video, I obliterated him with utterly trivial information regarding how we date the pyramids at Giza, which we will come back to in a bit. There was plenty more debunking in there, since everything Dan says is insanely stupid, as well as calling him out for countless lies. Then at the end of the video, I mocked the crap out of him for being a fucking idiot who can't read a Fox News article. He was pretending that archaeologists are confused about the age and nature of a particular site, when his dumb fuck face just didn't realize he was reading two separate articles about two separate sites. I mocked him for being genuinely illiterate, and then pointed out that he will never issue a retraction, because he's an intellectual bankrupt loser, desperately clutching on to the last handful of people who take him seriously, and such an admission would lose every last one of them. More on that a bit later as well, and be sure to watch this video in full if you want more details. Seemingly immune to shame and unable to come up with any other strategy to get attention, Dan kept mouthing off about me, this time on a second, even more pointless channel. Once again, I scraped the bottom of the barrel and made another video about what a butthurt clown he is. I mocked him for his profound science illiteracy and dishonesty as usual, reminded him that he's a moron who can't even read a Fox News article, coined the nickname Sasquatch Taint, which will likely end up on his gravestone since nobody loves him enough to prevent it from happening, and then I washed my hands of him. Two full videos on Dan was already more than he deserved, and I had plenty of other targets in this cult to annihilate, so I moved on to ruining Ben Van Kirkwick, which was glorious, and then I began preparing a piece on Michael Button, which will be out very soon. But in the meantime, Dan has taken the concept of obsession to a new level. You thought Lord Jamar wouldn't shut up about me, or James Tour? You've seen nothing yet. After my two videos on Dan, he decided that he was going to fixate on me like I was the six-fingered man to his Inigo Montoya. He started pumping out endless content whining about me, always totally devoid of substance, pretending I'm avoiding some debate that he conjured up in his imagination, barging onto other podcasts like Danny Jones to whine about me. I mean, genuinely, this pointless furball thinks about me every single day. His first thought when he wakes up and his last thought before he passes out in a pool of beard sweat is how much he hates me for showing the world what a pointless ass clown he is. Dawn to dusk, complete and total fixation. And believe me, this obsession is not reciprocated.
I feel bad for you.
I don't think about you at all.
Now, here's the thing. The second video I made on Dan was already beneath me. This one is too. Dan is a bug under my shoe. There are half a dozen flat earthers who make videos about me all the time as well. They invent storylines where I'm dodging debates with them too, because for some reason, ruining David Wuss and Austin Shitwit wasn't enough. No, I have to listen to every brainless loser regurgitate the exact same script while I use the exact same challenges to ruin them in real time. They don't deserve to be acknowledged. Dan doesn't deserve to be acknowledged either. He's on the same level as Flat Earthers. But the problem is that it's just so fucking funny. The degree to which Dan has mastered the art of being a pointless loser troll is comedy gold. And I can't deprive you guys of the hilarity. So we are going to dumpster dive a bit, dodging Dan's makeshift hobo living space, of course, and dunk on Sasquatch Taint a little more. You can grant me that, can't you? Anyway, right after my second video on him, Dan puffed up his chest and tried his best to sound like a scholar, debunking Dave the Mighty Debunker. This was another video on his profoundly pointless second channel called Dave Farina Doesn't Understand Radiocarbon Dating or Math. Good call, moron. I totally don't have an enormous amount of tutorial content explaining all areas of math, from calculus to linear algebra to differential equations, which is some of the best content on my channel, as evidenced by the number of people who use it to pass their classes. Danny boy over here probably can't remember his times tables, but it's Dave who doesn't understand math. He's not projecting at all. And then the radiocarbon dating thing, as though that's not taught in high school chemistry class, and I didn't teach chemistry at the university level. Let's get a load of this pile of horse manure.
Dave Farina doesn't know the first damn thing about radiocarbon dating as it applies to Egyptology or archaeology, or maybe he doesn't understand math, or maybe he can't read good, or maybe he's dishonest, or maybe it's all of the above. Yeah, it's all of the above, and his followers lap it up like their freaking queso does cheese whiz. This is the most ridiculous thing that, anyway, I'll waste some time on this. Here we go. Let's talk about Dave Farina's brilliance.
Doesn't know the first damn thing. Gee, I was over here thinking that carbon, like most other elements, has a radioactive isotope in the form of C14, and that this nuclide decays in a reliable way such that measuring the amount of it in an object compared to the amount in living organisms can reliably give you the age of that object up to around 50,000 years. Wouldn't that be the first thing, Dan? And there is organic material in the mortar between the stones of the pyramids at Giza, which is how we use radiocarbon dating to determine their ages. Wouldn't that be the second thing, Dan? No, sorry, you're right. I just can't read good. Okay, you have our attention. Show everyone what a scholar you are and dazzle us with some facts.
Do you know why you're lonely? It's 'cause you're fat and Dave.
Yes, thus begins Dan's new gimmick, pretending that I'm fat. That's how science works, right? Whenever there are competing theories, one scientist shouts, "Fuck you, fatty," and their theory automatically wins. Dan really does seem completely broken at this point. I mean, fat shaming would already be pathetic enough, but to invent fatness out of thin air to do it? That's really another level of sadness. Oh, and lonely, too. Yes, it's quite lonely over here with my loving wife and two small children who never stop talking or leave us alone for a single second. Where's your family again, Dan? Projection has never been so blatant.
There was this guy named Bertrand Russell, and he had a thought experiment called Russell's Teapot, where if I was to posit, hey, there's a teapot in orbit around Jupiter, but I have no evidence for it, you can be rightfully understood in dismissing my claim or ignoring it, even if you don't have evidence to prove me wrong. This is something that you see a lot in the atheist circles, and I'm quite certain that Dave has seen this on a TikTok or something sometime while he's eating his freaking mukbangs or whatever the heck it is that's got him on his whole Nikado avocado arc. Now, the difference between believing in a flat Earth, where we have solid evidence to the contrary, and believing in something like Atlantis, for example, is the difference between denying evidence and believing there's no evidence to prove or disprove. But Dave isn't talking about Atlantis. Oh, no, no. He's talking about my position that says archaeology isn't function as a proper science. And that I have evidence for. We have the Clovis first thing. But we also have the Folsom first debacle, which was basically the same thing as Clovis first, but it happened a few decades prior.
This dumb fuck actually brings up Russell's Teapot, which immaculately describes Graham's imaginary lost civilizations. Zero evidence, not real science. Then he just regurgitates Graham's pathetic script distorting history and smearing archaeologists because he is genuinely that stupid. Archaeology is objectively a science. Archaeologists use principles of geology, physics, chemistry, and other physical sciences, which makes it science. And they publish thousands of papers per year using these empirical methods. So when Dan tries to pretend it's not science by vomiting up this Clovis first bullshit or any other ridiculous narrative from Graham that I've already debunked in other content, he sounds like a moron. It's like when creationists bring up Piltdown Man or Nebraska Man to conclude that evolution isn't science. Dan is as dumb and pathetic as Kent Hovind. Lying about what archaeologists have done isn't an argument. Pointing at any scientific field naturally evolving as more data is collected isn't an indictment of science, but rather just an acknowledgement of how science works. And none of it substantiates the dumb stories that he and his idiot colleagues in fraudulence peddle on the internet.
Anybody on the outliers of archaeology is treated with extreme hostility, more so than other fields even. And again, I have evidence for this. You can look at the way that Graham Hancock's treated, Randall Carlson's treated, Jimmy Corsetti's treated, Ben Van Kirkwick's treated, my dumbass is treated.
Yes, you just rattled off a list of pathetic frauds who lie about archaeology to make money on the internet. You're not outliers, you're parasites, and you deserve every ounce of mockery that you're served. I've debunked every single one of you and exposed you for the lying frauds you are, and it's taken an enormous toll on your ability to deceive people. That's why your butthurt face is here doing damage control and failing miserably.
Dan calls these king lists the most robust written records that we have of those times. This alone is enough to disqualify Dan as a complete moron with zero knowledge of archaeology. These lists aren't immaculate compilations with precise dates and lengths of rule. They're all fragmentary, requiring calibration of their discrepancies and overlaps with one another and with other evidence like inscriptions on monuments and astronomical observations. They're not robust at all. He just blindly asserts that they are. In reality, historians are forced to make assumptions about how long reigns are and extrapolate back from well-attested historical periods in the first millennium BCE. The further back you go, the more uncertainty there is with the assumed dates. Dan has never seen these lists or any other archaeological artifact. He can't read them. He can't interpret them. He hasn't even read literature from professionals interpreting them. He just calls them robust for no reason and then moves on to the next lie. This is all he does.
First of all, most of my followers are aware of this stuff. They're into Egyptology and archaeology, and I go out of my way to talk about science in most of my videos, so anyway, most of my followers do get this. It's your followers that needed the, you know, dumbed down explanation. I already can assume that my followers understood most of this stuff.
Your few dozen remaining followers don't know their ass from their elbow, Dan. Their eyes glaze over whenever you pretend to explain science you definitely don't understand, and just wait for the part where you crap your pants about how mean and dumb those ivory tower archaeologists are. Stop pretending otherwise.
But at any rate, you zeroed in on me saying the word King's List, but I did say written records, and of course, these require all kinds of different things, but they're known colloquially as written records. You can call it the chronological timeline, but the thing is that implies carbon dating mixed in there. There's a time before carbon dating and a current time after carbon dating when it comes to archaeology, Dave. If you would just put down your freaking chopsticks for 1 minute, you would see this, okay?
What the fuck are you rambling about? I was mocking you for pretending that these written records are super robust, and you just pivot to whining about carbon dating and telling me to put down chopsticks? This is what happens when you press record but don't actually have anything to say.
Egypt requires several avenues of evidence to determine anything because the written records themselves were changed by different rulers over the years, and some of the king's lists were even thought to be the practice papyri for apprentice scribes. And these include inaccuracies because the focus was on learning different characters and different manners of writing, not the actual proper list. Anybody who's into this stuff really knows these kinds of things already. Most of my followers know these things already.
Your followers don't know anything, dumbass. You don't know anything, and they know less than you. They know less than nothing. I was mocking you for pretending that the written records are super robust, and you're now listing reasons for why they indeed are not robust. You're just doing it with a condescending tone to pretend you're refuting what I'm saying, because your idiot followers aren't even listening to the words. Thank you for proving my point for me.
Before the advent of radiocarbon dating, absolute dates for the local relative chronological sequence of the southern and central Levant were heavily dependent on the Egyptian historical chronology, and also the relative chronological sequences for Middle and Late Bronze Age Cyprus were linked to the historical chronology of the Nile Valley. Even much of the Aegean Bronze Age chronology was linked to and dated via the Egyptian historical chronology.
It's pronounced Aegean, and what you are reading confirms precisely what I said. You're repeating what I said about how historians and archaeologists date things. Great job, Slick.
Now, do you see how important that was? Not only was the written record the backbone of them actually making the chronology, that is the backbone of ancient history in that region, which means revamping, it's not exactly something they're going to be too hot to trot to do.
Revamping is something they won't be hot to trot to do? So you think that historians don't revise their assessment of the ages of things when they discover new evidence, a thing that is happening literally all the time? So you're a fucking idiot with no idea how anything works. Got it.
If you spent some time reading the papers associated with the topic you are discussing instead of looking up insults on ChatGPT, you would be able to, I don't know, keep up with this conversation. Instead, you accuse me of not reading the papers, and that is laughable. Absolutely laughable.
It's not, since you definitely do not read papers. You can't even read a Fox News article, remember, dumbass? So you definitely do not have the intellectual capacity to read primary scientific literature, and you have never done that. And sorry, ChatGPT can't come up with anything as brilliant as Sasquatch taint. That came from my noggin, and it's how you will be remembered until you die. Enjoy that. Now on to the carbon dating. Amazingly, Dan plays a clip of me explaining science, something he usually insulates his idiot viewers from.
But it gets much worse. Here's that Bonanni paper from 2001 that presented and explained the discrepancy between radiocarbon dates and historical dates for the pyramids. As you can see, they very clearly suggested that old wood was burnt to create the mortar for the pyramids, which left the charcoal that was dated. Radiocarbon dating returns the date that organic material was alive, which stops being the case when a tree is chopped down. Wood from trees can be used and reused. You probably have a wooden chair in your house right now that's been a chair and not a tree for a very long time. Furthermore, the interior of a tree trunk might be centuries older than the exterior, and this shows up in the dating. So the very obvious conclusion is that the wood used in the construction of the pyramid is a bit older than the pyramid. Did it return a date for the wood that is younger than the pyramid? No. Did it return a date that is several thousand years older than the pyramid? No. About 200 years, which is perfectly in line with normal tree growth and repeated wood usage.
Oh, the old wood hypothesis. Oh man, if only I had thought of that.
Yes, that's it. His response to very obvious science and logic is to put footage of nachos behind me talking and then respond with 2 seconds of blanket sarcasm and nothing else. This is what passes for a rebuttal in his pathetic little brain.
The entire fourth dynasty, it's ubiquitous, okay? And that means everywhere, kind of like your tummy. It's everywhere, okay? So all the fourth dynasty, the end of the third dynasty, the beginning of the fifth dynasty, there is a variation between the carbon dating and the written record. It goes like this, because the 7th, 8th, 9th, 6th dynasty, 1st and 2nd dynasty, they don't have this problem. There's a small disparities, but nothing like this. What you're doing here is basically ignoring what we actually see as a problem. It's like, oh, they're using old wood, but they just used it for, 100 years or so. They didn't do that before or after that. This is ridiculous, okay?
It's not ridiculous at all because the wood isn't that old, moron. The discrepancy is insignificant. You're just shouting the word dynasty a bunch to pretend you know things and then completely ignoring the obvious stuff I told you while piling in as many cultural references as you can to maintain the attention of the dumbest people alive.
Reanalysis of the chronological discrepancies obtained by the old and Middle Kingdom monuments. Gee, do you think there's some newer data in here that Dan is ignoring? You bet there is.
I mean, this is so funny. This is like, if I ever want to bully the stupid kid to kind of, get some nostalgia from when I was younger, I know exactly who to hunt up. I mean, this is ridiculous. Does he even know what data means? Does he even know what empirical means? Does he even know what he's talking about here? Let's find out. Spoiler alert.
Yeah, I studied science and did science and taught science. That's how I know what science is. Sorry, kiddo.
As you can see, they recalibrated Bonanni's radiocarbon dates using a different statistical approach to prioritize samples from short-lived species rather than long-lived trees.
No, Pizza the Slut, that's not what the paper says. You have to read more than 4 words in order to figure that out, and I know that most of your followers can't read more than 12 at a time anyway.
It is what the paper says. I highlighted the words which say the thing I'm saying. That's how I know it says that. You're illiterate, and so are your followers, so you can show them that the paper says what I'm saying it does and just pretend that it doesn't, and they'll believe you because they're stupid.
One potentially attractive avenue is to use Bayesian modeling to estimate a nominated date or event. For this analysis, the completion date of construction was deemed the most suitable parameter. Unlike the beginning or midpoints, this boundary was more likely to be static and unaffected by inbuilt age. In real terms, it should represent the point at which short-lived, non-stockpiled, or recycled material was included on the last day of construction. What they did was use their Bayesian modeling and inserted as prior information the completion date of these edifices, the completion date, which is the latest possible date. So already they're skewing it as far possible as they can away from those older dates, because Bayesian methodology, you're talking about a freaking mathematical equation. And as we'll talk about in a minute, the prior information is actually a pretty important part of that whole thing. But the deal here is that they're not doing this in order to pinpoint seeds or something like that. They're assuming that that might be the case. But if you've ever worked construction, you probably know that by the end of the job, there's a really high probability of having a lot of stockpiled materials around. That's when you're going to burn up the last of the stuff. The odds, there's just arbitrary idea that, oh yeah, by the way, there's just going to be seeds at the end of it. That's completely arbitrary. There's no reasoning behind that.
Dan is pretending to know what Bayesian means, he's pretending to know what equations are, and he's patting his blue-collar audience on the back and ensuring them that their experience working construction somehow applies to archaeology, while just generally shitting his pants and saying nothing. He said, by the way, there's going to be seeds at the end of it. What? The seeds are in the mortar between the stones. The stones which are being used throughout the entire construction of the pyramid. Even if you could somehow pretend that all the seeds were magically inserted into the mortar at the moment of completion, it still wouldn't be an argument. He's whining about the end point of construction as though the duration of construction, about 20 years, is even remotely significant compared to the age of the pyramids. It's not. They're thousands of years old. He's ignoring the rationale provided in that passage for the methodology they used, and pretending that it somehow taints the conclusions of the paper, which it obviously doesn't. They carbon-dated material in the mortar and slightly revised what we know about the age of the pyramids. That's the entire story.
And would you look at that? They match quite a bit better with the historical and archaeological timelines. So it sounds like it was simply a matter of getting some initial data, and then over only a few years, refining our methods to get better data, which corroborates the other knowledge we have. It's almost like it's a perfect example of how empirical science works, something Dan knows precisely dick about, and just talks out of his ass on the internet to trick gullible idiots into ignoring.
Really? Empirical science? You think that's what it means? You think this is empirical science? Do you know anything about Bayesian inference? Right? No. Okay. Put down the mobile scooter catalog. You'll have plenty of time next month to get one.
Yes, it's an example of empirical science. Carbon dating is empirical science, where quantitative measurements are taken from which conclusions are drawn. You don't know what Bayesian inference means, and even your idiot followers are rolling their eyes by now about the fat stuff. You are completely broken inside.
Now, in the case of carbon dating, prior information can be all manner of things, including dendrochronology, stratigraphy, or even written records. And in the case of this paper, they used written records and gave them a high degree of certainty.
Prior knowledge pertaining to carbon dating is the half-life of carbon-14. They compare results from carbon dating to those other things. Holy shit, you're dumb.
This will skew the result bad enough, but in addition to this, they eliminated any samples that didn't correspond with known pharaoh reigns. So what they did was they prioritized the latest dates for each one of these edifices, and they removed any samples that had dates that didn't align with a known Egyptian king. This basically, before they even did the math, they had already removed all of the outliers and favored everything towards one extreme. This is creationist crap, just like I said to begin with, Dave. These guys are trying to explain away the problem.
No, you just have no actual idea how this data analysis works. Bayesian modeling inputs all manner of information, weighs everything based on certainty, and cleans it up statistically to offer more precise results. In this case, date ranges. Data from the historical record that are uncertain will have less influence. The one extreme you're whining about is just reliable data. Your incompetence does not demonstrate a conspiracy within archaeology to misrepresent the dates of objects.
You guys say, hey man, why doesn't Graham Hancock use his kajillions of dollars and buy a submarine and take all these people down to check all these different things out and hire archaeologists to come with him? Well, dude, when guys like him do pay for things like that, you guys just skew the data. You fudge it.
When guys like him do that? Sorry, who is like Graham, and when has he or any other pointless fraud done anything like that? When has Graham spent a bunch of money funding archaeological excavations to find Atlantis? Who is you guys, and who would be skewing or fudging data when he would be the one hiring the researchers? Do you have any idea how fucking dumb you sound?
It gets explained away, and then boneheads like you come out there and don't even know what the hell you're talking about and say, oh, look at this. This is empirical.
Ran out of steam on that one, eh, champ? Yes, empirical science is empirical. Your pathetic tantrums denying science are not.
We know that the first ruler of the fourth dynasty, Sneferu, has three pyramids. They're big ones, and they're all built, you know, tombs and tombs alone, right, Dave? That's what pyramids are for.
Yes, pyramids are tombs. Anyone who pretends pyramids aren't tombs, like you and your idiot cronies, or brainwashed podcast bros like Danny Jones, deserve nothing but mockery for ignoring the mountains of artifacts that prove they're objectively tombs.
When they get information from you, Dave, they walk away without knowing anything, and it's amazing. To be honest with you, it's amazing, because Ken Ham spent millions of dollars to do what you do while you eat Doritos.
Ken Ham spent millions of dollars to do what thing that I do while I eat Doritos what? So beyond pretending that I preach creationist propaganda, when I actually devote enormous amounts of effort to debunking creationist propaganda, including Ken Ham's, you're pretending that it would be better if I spent more money to do it? So I'm dumb because I don't waste money? I genuinely can't follow the logic of this intended burn. And no joke, that's the end of the video. That's his big finale. This is the extent of his pathetic alternate channel. Four videos, one on magic cards, the atheism one we crapped on in another video, the carbon dating one we just crapped on where he said literally nothing about carbon dating, and another one whining about another science communicator while still referencing me in the title. Obsessed much? And of course, don't forget these three shorts. Let's watch all three.
I'm so excited. Would you be gay for 1 hour for $1 million?
Siri, open Archaeology with Flint Dibble's YouTube page.
What fresh hell is this? I'm doing my best to wrap my head around what that was supposed to be, and I arrived at, haha, gay is bad and Flint is gay. Was that about right? Even in the 1940s, when you grew up, where casual homophobia was in style, this still wouldn't be funny. But you decided to post this on the internet anyway. Great job.
Dave Farina tried to trick his audience, but I saw through it. He claimed that this paper on radiocarbon dating used new data to refine the dating of ancient Egypt. But in fact, it was just Bayesian modeling used to eliminate data that didn't agree with the paper's author's position.
No, it's science you don't understand and deliberately misrepresent because you're pretending to be smarter than scientists, as we just demonstrated.
In other words, it's junk science. And I made a video addressing that already, but Dave hasn't responded to it. I know he's seen my channel because I made a really low-effort clickbaity thing on the first video on my new channel. He knows who I am. We've talked before. But he's hiding from me now.
No shit, I know who you are, dumbass. I've been exposing your incompetence and dishonesty for over a year.
Now, what did Dave say about Brett Weinstein when he didn't debate Dave?
Well, their idea was to have me debate Brett Weinstein. Just me, Piers, and Brett hashing it out. They asked if I was willing, and I said, abso-fucking-lutely, I will crush that clown. But wouldn't you know it, Brett declined. Why do you suppose that might be? Oh, right, it's because I've ruined him in several videos.
Well, Dave, I'm holding you to those same standards. Debate me, you coward, or are you afraid to? You're the one that brought up the paper, and the moment that I proved that you were wrong, you chickened out and disappeared. So come on, Tubby, let's debate.
Yeah, Brett is actually influential. He has a huge platform, and he spreads medical misinformation that kills people. I salivated the opportunity to expose a fraud like him or his loser big brother right to their lying fraud faces. And Brett knows that's exactly what would happen, so he declined to debate me on Pierce, and he declined to debate me on Danny Jones, just like Eric declined on Pierce as well. You're nobody. You're genuinely on the level of the yapping flat earthers I ignore. I wouldn't even be making this video if it wasn't so fucking funny and people didn't already know you from previous content. Okay, one more.
Well. If it isn't the big time hotshot lawyer man.
Oh my God. I do not have time for you.
Yes, I've been told I look like Charlie, and this is one of the best shows of all time. But in what world are you the lawyer? That's a real job. You're not a hotshot anything. You're a feral cave troll on mescaline, remember? And in what universe do you not have the time for me when you've never stopped talking about me for a single second in the past year?
Yeah, sir, we both have busy schedules, so I'll make this quick. I shan't mince words with you for long. I am challenging you, sir, to a duel.
I accept.
Are you serious?
No, I accept your challenge.
Do you want time to think it over?
No. Nope, not at all. What time were you thinking of dueling?
Anytime. is good, really. I don't know. You don't have time, because you would have to go out and get a proper gun.
No, I have a gun.
Yeah, he plays this entire scene with our names just sitting there like that. We don't need to finish it. Anyway, this hallucination of me challenging him to a duel is beyond hilarious. I made several videos exposing and humiliating him. His credibility is now non-existent thanks to me, and that's the extent of what happened. What a sad and desperate coping mechanism this is. Not even his pathetic pseudo-archaeology cult will associate with him anymore. Look at who Dan has to resort to collaborating with. Billy fucking Carson, the Anunnaki con man and Terrence Howard confidant, who I have thoroughly dismantled in other content. Two videos with this jackass, one on each of their channels. Can you believe this crap? Whenever anyone points out Graham's laughable past pushing ancient aliens bullshit, Dan flips out and calls it a straw man, and then he goes ahead and affiliates with someone pushing stories that are 10 times more idiotic about non-existent emerald tablets and aliens forcing humans to mine gold for them. This is how Dan, the loser hypocrite, is trying to manufacture credibility for himself now that nobody will even look at him for 10 full seconds. Quite predictably, instead of accepting his complete irrelevance with grace, he just throws endless tantrums about me on his main channel as well. Professor Dave is scared and hiding. Anyway, we will come back to this pathetic debate challenge in a bit. First, let's pivot to Danny Jones, since it will be worth taking a few minutes to make fun of both Dan and Danny. You see, Dan has been on Danny Jones, and that makes him feel very special. Pathetic, I know. He thinks it's something to be proud of, so he didn't like it one bit when I went on there, especially since I made fun of his ridiculous cult on the show. Here he is whining about it in a short.
Because the public can't compartmentalize science.
Dave Farina thinks you're too ignorant to understand the difference between a hard science like chemistry and a soft science like archaeology. And as a result, he thinks questioning how the pyramids were built leads to all manner of science denial.
Archaeology isn't a soft science just because you don't know what geology and physics and chemistry are. Excavation and data collection utilize rigorous empirical science you will never understand. And yes, people who deny what we know about how the pyramids were built are delusional asshats who like stories that make them feel smart and special. The ones that frauds like you and Graham tell. Want to cry about it?
But the way that these grifters come at this, you know, oh, all the archaeologists are closed-minded and they're idiots and they don't know about this and they don't know about that and they're denying this for whatever reason, that poisons the public against the scientific community, right? And that is what leads to enhanced vaccine hesitancy and all these other things, right? Because the public can't compartmentalize science.
You thought I was making that up, didn't you? But no, there it is. The guy is so freaking arrogant, he doesn't think you're even capable of seeing the same things that he sees. And as a result, you probably shouldn't talk as much as him.
Yeah, if you don't understand the very obvious thing I said while Dan was doing his meth shakes and playing a random song for no reason, then you're stupid and your opinion doesn't matter. Pseudo-archaeology frauds promote science denial and distrust of legitimate experts. Are all your idiot followers also anti-vaxxers, Dan? Didn't touch that one, huh? Since you know they fucking are. So yes, the science illiterate masses who fall for these anti-science narratives are not capable of seeing what I see, or they wouldn't be gullible science deniers. You're saying nothing. Anyway, pivoting over to Danny, he's decided to take a page out of the Joe Rogan book of intellectual integrity when it comes to acknowledging my existence. Just like how Flint Dibble taught Joe archaeology for 4 hours, only for Joe to turn around and talk shit about Flint in a dozen episodes after the fact in order to protect the pseudo-archaeology grift, Danny has decided to do the same with me to protect his supplement grift. Check out this clip from his episode with Kurt Metzger. Oh, you have no idea who that is? Yeah, because he's literally nobody. Brace yourself.
You stupid fucks.
We need to get you. I need to get you to debate Professor Dave.
Yo, where the fuck did Professor Dave come from? And why the fuck is he like, what a worthless motherfucker he is. Holy shit.
Yes, it's true. Helping millions of people reach their academic and career goals while pushing back on the intense wave of science denial that is poised to destroy human civilization isn't nearly as important as being an unknown and unfunny stand-up comedian who can't even make Rogan Bros laugh.
By the way, that weird mom thing you were talking about earlier, that chick went on just before you. You could probably still get her.
Ah!
Ouch. But hang on, guys. Let's hear him out. Maybe he's got some insight up his sleeve.
Bro, he's defending the institutions, okay?
Yeah, against, there you go.
Against our toxic podcasters.
Oh, I'm toxic because I got two of the fucking vaccines, Dave, you... Yeah, now I probably am. Thank God nicotine can break down the nano machines.
Jesus Christ, there's so much to unpack. Danny laughs about me defending institutions. Which ones would those be, dipshit? You mean like FDA and CDC and EPA, which are supposed to protect citizens from the corruption of the private sector, like the pharmaceutical companies you aim your limp dick rage against? Yes, I'm defending those institutions since Trump and RFK have completely dismantled them in service of the oligarchy to the great detriment of public health. Or by institutions, did you mean universities? Yes, I defend those as well. I defend them from the brain-dead anti-woke culture war losers who unwittingly echo the whims of fascist oligarchs in destroying public trust and legitimate expertise. You know, all that academia is communism bullshit that gives Peter Thiel an even bigger raging boner than early Justin Bieber. Were those the institutions you were referring to, or did you mean something else? Did you mean the Church of Scientology, corporate headquarters of Pizza Hut? By all means, don't get specific or actually say anything concrete at all ever. And Kurt is toxic because he got vaccines, obviously, since all vaccines are radioactive and they make people who take them radioactive too, as though reality is a fucking superhero comic book. This is really A-plus material here, guys. Keep it up.
Somebody, look, the fucking pharmaceutical companies need somebody to protect them. They need an attack dog, okay? To defend against these fucking toxic, uninformed podcasters.
His expertise is what? Some with pharmaceuticals, is it not?
He's a chemist, I think. He's like a high school chemist teacher.
Why is he blathering about all the other things that aren't in his milieu?
If you think it's arrogant to use the word milieu, then just don't use it, dumbass. You're so transparently offended by the existence of smart people that your inferiority complex is even bigger than your inflated ego. And for fuck's sake, Danny, way to prove that your little pea brain didn't absorb a single word I said in our entire episode, such that you would jump straight to, Dave is a pharma shill, just like your idiot followers want to hear, who also didn't listen to a word I said. In reality, we all know that you're just defending your livelihood as a supplement shill.
And that's what led me to Mars Men. That's why I've been taking Ro Nutrition's liposomal NAD. That's why I keep Liquid IV's hydration multiplier with me at all times. That's what led me to Ultra's sleep pouches, and the difference has been huge. Introducing American-made ivermectin.
You sell snake oil for a living. That requires demonizing real medicine and real medical knowledge. That's why you played dumb about RFK being a maniac and defended his insane claims about poppers causing AIDS. That's why all the nuanced dialogue I offered regarding these topics, including legitimate criticism of the pharmaceutical industry, is being completely ignored, and you just reflexively whine about big bad evil pharma. That's the level of sophistication that your idiot viewers can handle, and that's all your Floridian bath salts brain can muster. And more importantly, that's the angle that lines your pockets, so that's what you're going to stick with. Just to drive home what a worthless coward Danny is, after I saw this exchange, I texted him and told him to watch my video on Russ Vogt and the complete dismantling of the American scientific community. A blatantly fascistic move that will kill people. Because in reality, that's what I fight against. That's what I do with my channel. No response. Because why would he? What is there here for him to engage with? Suppression of free speech? Elimination of any science that doesn't follow a conservative political agenda? The generation of a $1 trillion slush fund with our tax dollars that is supposed to go towards saving lives? No way. Danny don't give a shit about stuff like that. He's all about imaginary corruption, not the real kind. This is all you need to know about dumb fuck podcast bros like Danny or Joe or any of the rest. In platforming frauds like the Weinsteins or their clones who are promoting these anti-science narratives that are coming directly from the oligarchy, they are complicit in propaganda that is being used to bring about literal authoritarianism. Whereas I am actually spreading awareness and mobilizing the public and fighting for justice. So he can smirk and cry pharma shill all he wants. In the end, douche nozzles like Danny are actually the ones defending corruption for a paycheck, no matter how much they want to gaslight their viewers to the contrary. And finally, what was the dumb thing Kurt said again?
Why is he blathering about all the other things that aren't in his milieu?
Why am I blathering about what, Kurt? Why am I blathering about something?
science? Well, I studied chemistry and am therefore knowledgeable about chemistry and adjacent topics like physics, astronomy, biology, medicine, and a bunch of other stuff. I have multiple degrees, I have experience in a chemistry lab, I taught for a long time, and I possess actual knowledge. That's what it is to be a science communicator. That's my job, to know and explain things about science. You dumb fucks, on the other hand, what are you talking about in this episode? Let's check the chapter breakdown. Gender-affirming care, the occult, the Iran war, religion, free will, consciousness. When did you become an expert on any of these topics, jackass? Nobody listened to Dave, the science communicator, about science. He doesn't even have a Nobel Prize. Instead, let's listen to D-tier stand-up comedian Kurt Metzger. He's gonna tell us how the world works with his big brain. You dipshits, along with every other podcast bro and every other podcast bro guest, talk with supreme authority and unearned condescension on literally every topic while you have literally no fucking idea what you're talking about literally ever. So maybe tone down the inquisition regarding expertise, okay, dickhead?
Not in his, what do you call it? His area of expertise.
He teaches himself about all that stuff. Like, he's self-taught, I guess. And then he...
I thought that's not allowed.
That's a good point.
That's not a good point, since I'm not self-taught. Again, I actually got an education. When you get a chemistry degree, you have to learn a bunch of other shit, too. Same with graduate school, where I learned some biochemistry and molecular biology in addition to working in a chemistry lab. That's why I understand these topics and am more than qualified to explain the basics to the public. But it doesn't really matter, right? Universities are all woke indoctrination camps full of Marxist shills, and you would never listen to any legitimate scholar, no matter what their pedigree, as long as they are providing facts that hurt your feelings. So why the fuck are you shitting your pants about my educational background, pretending that I'm self-taught, and then whining about that like it's bad, when you dipshits don't have a single college credit between you?
Well, I thought I shouldn't be doing that.
Well, he talks to people like Flint Dibble, who educate him on the reality of stuff. So, right, he goes to...
Here's the reality archaeology for old Flint, okay? Archaeology, the science itself was...
Flint Dibble actually is an expert on vaccinology, too, just so you know.
Well, but hey, and we all have to... Don't do your own research, that's all I know.
Sweet Moses, the intellect is just wafting off of these two asshats. Danny is on the Flint Dibble is the devil train because he follows Joe Rogan around like his little brother, copying everything he does. Flint is just one archaeologist of many thousands whose work I can easily refer to in order to expose all the pseudo-archaeology frauds you losers worship. And I regularly reference a variety of literature from the field to debunk frauds like Dan and Graham and Jimmy and Ben and more. Flint is also capable of discussing basic information regarding vaccines because he's not a fucking moron like you, so you're both basically just dumping loads in your pants because smart people exist. That's all. You are triggered by the existence of smart, educated people because we remind you how dumb and pointless you are. Neither of you have ever researched anything in your life. You don't know what research means. You think it means looking for something on the internet that confirms a story you want to be true. In other words, you're gullible morons who fall for frauds on the internet, and in Danny's case, also platform them. And of course, we can laugh about how Kurt was winding up to say some grand thing about archaeology, even though he's a clueless toolbox who can't spell the word. Dunning-Kruger incarnate all day long with egomaniacal twats like these.
I just remember the instructions, nothing suspicious, about being told not to do my own research. What? And I certainly have gotten over it, and I'm not harboring a deep grudge against any motherfucker that said that. Of course I'm not.
Just trust the science, Kurt. Don't do your own. Don't waste your time.
Yeah, I believe that's not what science is supposed to be, I thought. But you don't believe it in science. You know or you don't know. It's a system for... testing what you can know for sure is what I thought it was, but no, yeah. It's a system of authority and obedience.
Who the fuck is stopping you from learning high school level science, dickbag? Everyone would love it if you would shut the fuck up for 2 seconds, crack open a textbook, and learn literally anything whatsoever about biology or any other area of science. But no, instead, the internet is overflowing with loudmouthed, brainless ass clowns like you, bragging about how aggressively clueless you are like it's a virtue. What the fuck is this reality?
By the way, the only reason we have a dippy word like pseudoscience, do you mean fake science? That's what that means.
Right.
Why are you calling it pseudoscience? Because the Carnegie Rockefeller Foundation decided that was going to be the term that we use. It's from some, I don't know, some guy in the 1700s insulting someone else.
Mm-hmm.
I forget. Who cares what fucking... anyway...
Who cares indeed, Kurt? Well, I'm sorry, but nobody coined the word pseudoscience, you dumb piece of shit. It's just the word science plus the prefix pseudo. Pseudo means fake or false. Fake science, as in something that masquerades as science but isn't. Like astrology, or homeopathy, or pseudo-archaeology. It's not a very complex word. You're literally whining about a fucking prefix while shitting your pants about Rockefeller something or other, like a goddamn flat earther. In reality, the concept of pseudoscience was popularized by Karl Popper, a philosopher of science, as he outlined the importance of falsifiability for something to qualify as empirical science. He recognized that people were engaging in pseudoscience and that it's important to make a rigorous distinction. For example, Graham's ancient high-tech civilization bullshit. That's pseudoscience for several reasons, but mainly because it's unfalsifiable. When asked for evidence, he just deflects and says, well, we haven't looked literally everywhere yet, so it probably exists, which isn't how science works. So basically, you're just butthurt that you're dumb enough to fall for pseudoscience. And when you get this worked up about it seems like deep down you know how fucking dumb you are.
We have that because it's a marketed term to us, pseudoscience. Like gender-affirming care, which is really gender-deforming care. You know, in the real world, that's disfiguring you for life.
Here we go. None of these worthless cretins can go more than 5 minutes without whining about trans people. Gender-affirming care affirms the gender identity of trans youth. There is no bodily deformation. You're just regurgitating alarmist conservative propaganda. And you're lambasting healthcare that prevents trans kids from killing themselves. That's what qualifies as pseudoscience to you. Great job. Anyway, they're now going to whine about trans people for a very long time, just like every single podcast episode featuring losers like these. So let's pivot to Dan's illustrious recent appearance.
Yeah, it's not often we get to see a Sasquatch taint roaming around Florida.
Yes, that's what Dave calls me. And that's fine.
36 seconds in. That's how long it took for them to start talking about me. Yes, Dan, it is fine that I call you Sasquatch taint, because no phrase has ever described you more accurately. You are like if Bigfoot existed and the patch of skin between his dick and butthole had a human face. We can switch to Yeti Grundle if you prefer, but it doesn't have the same ring to it.
Yeah, we were talking earlier about that podcast out there with that dude, Dave, because like we were talking about before the show, the whole rift between the ancient archaeology skeptics and the promoters of ancient archaeology, or like the gaps in our knowledge of this precision stuff or the pyramids or the Serapium, all of the mysteries of the ancient world. It's like, it's so crazy to me how these people will fight so viciously against each other on the internet about shit that was happening thousands of years ago.
Like it matters today.
Like it really matters that much. Like it's fun. It's fun. It's interesting.
It doesn't even matter. It's so meaningless. So naturally, anyone who bases their entire identity on spreading pseudo-archaeology and desperately attacking real scholars who defend real knowledge must be the biggest loser in human history, right, morons? Who would base their entire lives around something so meaningless? Way to deflate your entire existence in the first minute of the episode. Mysteries are elucidated by archaeologists who perform excavations and analyze artifacts. So not Graham or Dan or Jimmy or Ben or any of the other loser tourists who lie about archaeology to make money on the internet. If you don't want anyone to fight about it, then stop falling for frauds and actually learn something.
You know, when Farina was on here, he said it really, he really illustrated the problem when he was like, most people can't tell the difference between different sciences. They just think all scientists are boneheads. And it's like, dude, that's really reductive and really assuming that the masses are stupid as hell. Most people can tell the difference between, you know, archaeology and physics, for example.
Yes, most people are indeed dumb. That's why they fall for frauds like you and Graham. And they specifically can't tell the difference between archaeology and physics. That's why they have no idea that archaeologists regularly utilize concepts in physics and chemistry and geology. When the brainless lemmings in your cult whine about how archaeology isn't a real science because douchebags like you train them to say it, they are admitting that they have no idea what archaeology is. You are proving my point for me.
They try to make it a more overarching thing so they can attack, so they don't feel bad when they argue with us about big rocks, which is what it really comes down to. So they'll, it's racist, or this is why people were rejecting the jab, or this is why people are questioning other fields of science. It's like, no, this specific thing right here. Let's deal with this.
We do deal with this specific thing. I and other science communicators have debunked every dumb lie you assholes tell about archaeology, conclusively. Then we also elucidate the broader context regarding science denial and distrust of legitimate sources of information that pseudo-archaeology exacerbates. Every single one of your gullible followers is an anti-vaxxer. Everyone dumb enough to fall for you or Graham or anyone who whines about big archaeology is also a fucking idiot who believes that vaccines are harmful because big pharma blah blah blah. It's the same thing. And don't even start with the racism crap. I refuse to explain for the thousandth time how Graham objectively references white supremacist sources, which is why he attracts the attention of literal white supremacists. Every time you whine about this, you are just bragging about what an intellectually bankrupt loser you are.
But well, Dave found a lane, right, to create, to exist in, where he can use people like Graham and Ben and Jimmy and you to basically like you guys are his ammo for what he does, and he is just going completely against the grain on everything you guys do.
They're the ones going against the grain, you fucking halfwit. They lie about science for money. Academics are too busy to push back or unwilling to deal with the onslaught of abuse from trolls like you, so I do it for them. When frauds poison society with science denial, someone has to clean up the mess. That's me. Deal with it.
And like what I said to him when he was in here is my biggest gripe with what he does is that he looks to the government and the ivory towers of science as his North Star.
Jesus Christ, Danny, you genuinely are dumber than rocks. I look to the government as my North Star? You mean the Trump administration and all the worthless frauds he appointed to every cabinet position, like Bobby Kennedy? Are those people my North Star? Or have I been vigorously exposing their fraudulence for years, the literal polar opposite of what you're saying? And what are the ivory towers of science, dipshit? Is that synonymous with government to you? Or do you mean universities? Why would I not look to the output of the global scientific community in order to communicate what we know about science, dipshit? It's unscientific to reference what scientists do. You're too stupid to even formulate a coherent thought. The educated person just has to be wrong so that you don't have to deal with reality. You desperately want to reduce my work to blindly repeating some doctrine from one institution or another because that's what you do. You blindly repeat what frauds tell you on the internet or in your studio. When I debunk pseudoscience using basic principles of chemistry and physics, when I use absolutely trivial information regarding molecules and cells to debunk the insane shit that frauds peddle to make money on the internet, there is no ivory tower. There's no government. It's just a smart person using basic knowledge to dismantle lies and propaganda. You'll never have the courage to admit that to yourself because beyond losing your income stream, you'd have to come to terms with what a pointless loser you are.
Yeah.
And that is the exact opposite of what journalism actually is.
Yeah. Yes. That was a really good thing for you to point out on him. But he didn't really have a good answer for that. It's, you know, he kept circling back to this whole, well, these guys are right and these guys are wrong. Like when you asked him, well, what would happen if people demonetized you for what you're saying? Well, that would just be truth being destroyed. It's like, dude, hubris much? And come on, man, how arrogant can you be? Well, what I say is factual, and what other people say that they believe is factual is just BS.
Yes, I provide factual information in order to debunk bullshit on the internet. Whining like a little bitch and shouting hubris doesn't change that, you dunce. I was saying that censorship of medical disinformation during the pandemic was undoubtedly a net positive for society in terms of health outcomes. And then conceded that whether or not we want to allow that kind of censorship, even when it is beneficial, is a separate matter that is up for debate. If factual information was being censored, like what I provide, that would indeed be horrifying, and in fact, that is what we are now seeing under the Trump administration, especially as pertains to Israel, but other topics as well, especially if the OMB ruling goes into effect. But you dickbags can't tell me where I'm wrong about absolutely anything, so just keep shitting your pants and crying about how Dave says he's right about things. Pathetic.
Mm-hmm. And then there's the fact that Dave doesn't properly portray the information. I mean, guys like him, honestly, are the grifters, because they've, you know, when Graham Hancock comes out and says, you know,
everyone's a grifter at some level, bro.
At some level. I won't argue with that. I can't argue with that.
Nope, just you fuckwads. And I love how it went from Dave is a grifter to everyone is a grifter, making this entire thread totally meaningless. Dan, you're a grifter because you lie about science on the internet for money. Danny, you're a grifter because you platform frauds who lie about science to garner enough clicks to sell shitty, untested, unregulated supplements, which you knowingly lie about to get ad revenue. You're both grifters. I'm not. You can sit there and talk about what a liar I am or whatever else you want to call me, but it's all projection.
I think this is an important thing for a lot of the debunkers to wrap their head around. There's a certain cross-section of humanity that's just not going to go with science. They're going to have faith in something. And this is, you can't change this. This is a genetic thing, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And by attacking these people, all you do is polarize them. If I get up and push you, you're going to push me back. This is no-brainer shit.
Yes, there are a lot of people who reflexively distrust anyone who actually knows things. It's a pathetic character flaw born of profound insecurity. There are dumb people who can accept that they are dumb, that they don't have the intellectual capacity to comprehend science, so they just accept that scientists know better and should generally be trusted in a broad manner, with the occasional exception. These people are not problematic in the slightest, and they receive no scorn from me. But then there are dumb people who don't have a shot in hell at understanding science, but their malignant narcissism prevents them from accepting reality, so they pretend to understand science better than scientists. That would be asshats like Terrence Howard or Kurt Metzger, for example. The problem isn't so much that they exist, but rather that disgusting frauds infest the internet peddling pseudoscience to capitalize on this type of dumb and gullible person. They infect people's minds with lies and polarize them against the scientific community, which results in distrust of medical science and leads to quantifiable human deaths. So I make content exposing and neutralizing these piece of shit frauds. This isn't me wandering around a coffee shop and hunting for anti-vaxxers to berate. I'm providing fact-based content to neutralize the script of frauds. If their followers find the courage to watch it and deprogram, that's great. If regular people watch the content to arm themselves with the ability to deprogram their friends and family, that's great too. But whining about debunking activity makes you a fucking loser. The internet is a cesspool of disinformation that is ruining human civilization. There aren't nearly enough people doing anything about it. I'm one of the people who is doing something about it, and anyone who doesn't like that can kiss my fucking ass. All right.
But as an influencer, you'll get this one. If I make something that all my followers click on, I make good money. But if I make something that all my haters click on, and all the country might get torn in half, but who gives a fuck?
And that's exactly true.
If you're talking about me, my haters don't watch any of my videos ever. As I proved in this gem of a video right here, every single piece of shit troll who comments whining about how mean I am has never watched a single second of any of my content. If you're talking about yourself, then you're just admitting that you post false information on purpose to stir up debunking activity to remain relevant. So you're either clueless or admitting to fraudulence.
And on top of that, the way these algorithms work is they want you to produce content that is in the same line and right on brand with all the other content that gets the most amount of views. They incentivize you to do that. So it's easier for the algorithm to determine what audience to send it to so they can make more advertising money. And the downstream effect of that is you get people like Dave, you get podcasters that will just like find something that works and they'll just keep hammering that.
Yeah,
as long as they possibly can, because that does make the most money and that does get them the most attention.
Ding, ding, ding. Danny has accurately described the podcast bro pseudoscience pipeline. Bring on an endless parade of worthless fraud guests who tell stories that idiots like to listen to because it makes them feel smart and special, and then rake in the dough. It's funny. I thought he wasn't listening to me at all, but I guess this morsel snuck through the cracks.
It's really hard to go the other way on stuff, especially if you rely on social media for your income.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And entertain ideas that are completely counterintuitive to what your audience is accustomed to or what you're accustomed to exploring, you know?
Yeah, that's why you realized you fucked up hard by having an actual smart and honest person like me on your show, promptly decided to never, ever do that again, and then just talk shit about me on every episode moving forward. The epiphanies are rolling.
Yeah, I'm sure you get all the time unsubscribed because you had Billy Carson on, or unsubscribed because
Carson. My fans love Billy Carson. Yeah,
my fans. I had a lot of my fans liked the fact that I had it, that I was talking to him. But some people were like, "Oh no, you can't believe you had him on there." And
he lost his luster after the Wes Huff thing.
Exactly.
Yes, Billy Carson is one of the most blatant frauds on the entire internet, and anyone who platforms him is a fucking idiot. That's a club that includes both of you asshats. People are right to mock you for doing that because it's an admission that you don't give two shits about facts or reality. It's stories for clicks, nothing more.
You know, if Dave had his way, and all the podcasters did what he was saying, we need to change the podcast space and make it all... science wouldn't advance.
If the podcast space stopped platforming charlatans and started valuing factual information, science wouldn't advance? Did that just come out of your hairy, dumbfuck, grundle-shaped face? You think the scientific community gives two shits about what podcasters are doing? This might be the single dumbest thing you've ever said, Daniel. Science advances by scientists doing science. Podcasts are entertainment for public consumption. Some podcasts feature real scientists who explain real science for the benefit of the public. That can be very good. Most podcasts feature loser frauds who lie about science for personal financial gain, polarizing people against real science in the process, which sometimes kills people. That's bad. Me suggesting more of the first thing and less of the second thing is a fucking no-brainer, and you're an idiot for protesting it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, scientists would be, as he said, they don't like conflict. For the most part, they would argue with their friends, but Dave's going to come out there, any one of them that goes against the status quo, he's going to be, yeah, you're an idiot, you're a bonehead, you're a moron, right. You're stupid.
Any scientist that goes against the status quo, you mean the thing that is determined by the scientific community? Dan, you brain-dead hick, you're pretending that I would get mad at scientists for advancing science. That's how fucking dumb you are. I don't involve myself in the process of scientists acquiring new knowledge because I'm not a scientist. I'm a science communicator. I report the findings of the scientific community to the public. If scientists were explaining science on podcasts in a factual, non-sensationalist way, I don't care if it's trivial shit we proved 100 years ago or a brand new paradigm-shifting discovery that was done yesterday. If it's real science, it's real science. This desperate portrayal of me as being closed-minded and devoted to unwavering pillars of dogma is fucking idiotic, because science isn't like that. It never has been, and it never will be. I'm devoted to science, and I am the bitter enemy of pseudoscience peddling charlatans like you. Cry about it.
He believes that he's combating the toxicity of the people on the other side, which this is true. The people can be toxic on both sides on social media.
Absolutely.
That's not the point, Danny. Yes, some frauds are horrifically toxic, like Ashton Forbes, and I mock them for it. Some aren't at all. Look at Discovery Institute. Look at Stephen Meyer. Look at how much effort he puts towards appearing like a rational, mild-mannered, science-minded person. It's a well-practiced facade. In reality, he's a disgusting charlatan who has devoted his life to a propaganda mill that is in bed with Christian nationalists who are trying to take over the government and dismantle democracy. So when I expose him, I make no mention of his impeccable manners. I focus on his deliberate distortions of science and the theocratic motivations behind them. How are you this incapable of understanding literally a single thing about this issue?
The way I get really interested and learn about stuff and become like a mediocre level expert on certain things is by hearing the crazy over the top claims and speculations about stuff. Like, you know, a hypothetical example, the pyramid was a fucking power plant.
You aren't a medium level expert on anything, Danny. You don't possess even the most basic knowledge on literally any academic subject. You're a gullible moron who falls for dumb stories on the internet. Just because you backpedal from the most insane claims you can find over to run-of-the-mill science denial, it doesn't make you knowledgeable or discerning. You're still an idiot. When you proudly proclaim that you don't believe the pyramids are tombs when they objectively are tombs, this is what you're announcing, that you're a brainwashed halfwit who has convinced himself he possesses real knowledge. You could take a course, or read a textbook, or listen to actual archaeologists, but you don't do that. You just listen to the loser frauds who inhabit your podcast bro space. The same goes for medicine and every other topic you try to open up your dumb mouth about.
As a matter of fact, I would say that's better that Christopher Dunn's a better science communicator than Dave Farina because of that exact sort of thing. He sends people down that rabbit hole.
Chris Dunn isn't a science communicator. He's a loser fraud who makes up bullshit about pyramids being power plants. He's a grifter. You guys can't seem to figure out what any of these words mean.
One pays better. You look at Dave's videos, if he's trying to educate somebody on Latin, he ain't even getting 10,000 views. I'm dead serious. You look, it's consistently that way. But if he's going after somebody, now he gets big views.
Yeah.
And so it's incentivized.
Every time with these douchebags. Wow, Dave posted a Latin grammar tutorial and it only got 2,000 views in a day. Actually, that's a fucking miracle since the people who will watch that are almost exclusively people currently studying Latin and specifically on the day when they are learning that specific learning objective. Want to check out my chemistry tutorials or physics or biology, the shit that lots of students are studying every day all over the world? I have plenty of tutorials with millions of views, Dan. I've done quite well with my tutorial content, and I'm immensely proud of it. But this is all you asshats have. Do I enjoy the money I make from my debunking content? Yes, almost as much as I enjoy ruining idiot frauds like you. It's a win-win, but money isn't an argument. When I debunk frauds who get rich off of their grift, not you, of course, since nobody watches your channel, I also specifically explain how they're lying about everything. That's something you have to pretend to do to me, and you suck at it. Anyway, we're not going to do a deep dive of all the dumb shit that was said in this episode, and trust me, there's a lot. Atlantis, Göbekli Tepe, all the classics, and virtually nothing I haven't debunked multiple times already. This video is already longer than it should be, but amusingly, there are quite a few comments mocking Dan, as well as Danny, for having their heads completely up their own asses. And a number of people did tell me they discovered me through my episode on his show and started watching my content instead, so I still think it was worth my time. Plus, I got this banger video out of it, immaculately distilling the problem with the podcast Bro Space, which you should definitely watch if you haven't. Anyway, back to making fun of Dan and his endless whining about me on his own channel. To listen to all the whining would be overkill, but we can get just a little taste of the butthurt cope.
Dave Farina lies as a rule. He deliberately edits people out of context. He misconstrues our words. He forms a straw man and attacks it for money. He demonizes others for money. He is bottom of the barrel stuff. The kind of people, like the Inquirer, that get sued all the time for lying about people.
Yes, I'm such an evil demon man who slanders people for money. For fuck's sake, Dan should run for office in Israel with the amount of gaslighting he's doing. This desperate accusation of slander really is laughable. Dan does nothing but slander all day long. Flint is a liar. Dave is a liar. Archaeologists are frauds. And he does it for money, even if it's only pennies compared to the fortune Graham has amassed with his much more polished grift. So when Dan's childish slander is exposed, it's nothing but, I know you are, but what am I? Like a fucking 8-year-old. No, Daniel, I'm not lying when I expose your lies and incompetence. There are no straw men. Exposing your lies is not slander. Slander would be like if I accused you of being a child molester. If I straight up said that Dan Richards molests children, that would be slander if I were to say that. Of course, I would never do that. I mean, even though, holy fuck, you look exactly like a child molester, like to a T. I still wouldn't do it. I mean, even though I found these charges of domestic abuse. Wow, what's that all about? And you even pled guilty. Did you beat up your ex-wife or whoever was dumb enough to be around you for more than half a day? Or was it your kid that you beat up? Is preying on small children your thing? But no, I refuse to speculate. Even though child molester fits you like a glove, I would never call you that outright, because that would be slander. And I am very careful to only convey objective facts. You're not the first fraud to throw a tantrum and pretend that my facts are slander. Peter McCullough and Nick Hulscher threatened to sue me if I didn't take down my video exposing them. These are well-established frauds with a lot of money and power behind them. Of course, I didn't do a fucking thing to comply with their empty demand, and of course, they did nothing whatsoever either, because they were bluffing. I'm always right when I expose frauds like you, and there's fucking nothing you can do about it. So you really don't have a leg to stand on here, Sasquatch taint. Anyway, to wrap this up, let's circle back to Dan's pathetic debate challenge. This is the focal point of countless videos, shorts, community tab posts, live streams, all whining about what a stupid jerk I am for exposing his entire pathetic cult, while puffing his chest up and pretending that I would have any reason to hide from debating such a brainless lump of coal. Let's observe some of the pageantry.
I uploaded this on my other channel about a month and a half ago, and it's caused Dave Farina to run and hide from me. Professor Dave explains he's off in a corner somewhere, hoping that I don't talk about him anymore. He's afraid to debate me now. He used to, as soon as I'd comment on one of his videos, he'd be like, brr, immediately. I mean, he'd be sitting on a toilet or at a bar or whatever the hell it is that he does. He'd start pressing buttons immediately in reply. Ever since this video came out, he's hiding. He won't even talk to me now.
At a bar? Yeah, nobody is hiding, Dingus. And yes, when you've been dumb enough to comment on my channel, I mock you just like I mock every loser troll who decides to do that from the comfort of my home office, not the shitty dive bar where you blow dudes for fivers. Here is one such thread where you whined about my content debunking moon landing denial. You started out real strong with Dave is dumb and fat. Then a bunch of people mocked you for being a pathetic loser, including me. Then you just vaguely whined about how I don't understand something or other and pretended that you're an adult who is capable of doing science when you couldn't pass a middle school science quiz. Then you accused me of being a sexual predator and called me fat again while pretending that your insults are better than mine right before offering the lamest insult imaginable. Avocados, really? Then more people mocked you, and then I mocked the shit out of you, throwing your precise loser tactics back at you, along with a harsh dose of reality. Then you shat your pants some more. Then other people mocked you a whole lot again. Then I reminded you that you're a revolting, unlovable incel. Then more mockery, and then you ran away like a little bitch, never having said a single substantive thing. Even your accusations of hiding are nothing but projection. This is who you are, a pointless troll, as I've documented several times before. You have zero interest in science or facts or reality. You throw toddler tantrums. This is why absolutely nobody takes you seriously.
Because I really would like Mr. Farina to see that, well, you don't get to hide from debates like this. You don't get to go and slap people in the face with the gauntlet, and then when they're like, okay, I accept, then be like, I mean, you can if you want, but then this happens.
What gauntlet? You accept what? I never challenged you to anything, you delusional muppet. I debunk loser frauds like you and then promptly move on to the next one. You're not all worth debating, dick cheese. Everyone knows that I jump at the chance to do a live debate with frauds who are actually influential. James Tour, Steve Kirsch, and Pierre Corey. These were worth my time because these frauds are actually skilled enough to capture a certain portion of the public and brainwash them with their script of lies. Those two debates were some of my most important work, as they completely obliterated the reputations of those highly influential frauds. Even online debates with whichever idiot flat earther is currently being propped up as the reigning superstar were good for an hour or two. Their hero was David Weiss until I ruined him, and it was Austin Witsit until I, in Antarctica, ruined him too. Even those losers were worth my time. Dan, you just aren't. You are genuinely that meaningless. You fixate on me because I do matter. I am influential. I'm the most important and influential person who has ever exposed your fraudulence. Me debunking you is the highlight of your life. How pathetic is that? And you'll never let it go until your deathbed. Now, because I'm doing my part to amplify this crap, admittedly for the views, and just to shut his dumb fuck face, I would gladly agree to humiliate Dan for sport regardless. Do you hear that, Dan? I accept your pathetic, half-assed debate challenge. However, I have some conditions. You regularly make such a performative stink about honesty and integrity. You even leave comments insinuating that I should be issuing retractions, presumably for all the facts I provide that hurt your feelings. So I really need you to abide by those imaginary standards yourself in order to take you seriously as a combatant. Therefore, my debate participation will require a formal retraction video from you regarding how badly you fucked up that Fox News article in what became one of your most viewed videos. Remember how I said that you're an intellectually bankrupt little bitch who will never apologize to your idiot followers and admit fault about that? Well, you're gonna have to if you want to interact with me. Your video must include the verbatim recitation of the following. Verbatim. Here we go. Hey guys, remember when I made this video about the lies of Egyptology? Remember how I rambled like a smug douche about how clueless archaeologists are, always contradicting themselves and never able to get their story straight about ancient Egyptian sites? And how I'm so much smarter than all those dumb archaeologists? Well, it turns out that I'm actually a complete fucking moron, and I just didn't realize that I was reading two different articles about two completely different sites. So, it turns out that archaeologists aren't clueless at all. Rather, I'm a brainless, inbred pile of barbershop hair clippings that somehow acquired just barely enough sentience to drool into a microphone and humiliate myself. Abydos and Saqqara are in fact two totally different places. Egyptologists obviously know that, and I'm deeply sorry for spewing a bunch of self-aggrandizing tripe on my pathetic excuse for a YouTube channel in order to cosplay as someone who knows literally anything about literally anything. I'm also sorry for not issuing a retraction sooner, even though Dave Farina, an actual smart and honest person, challenged me to do so. Instead, I told everyone on Twitter calling me out for my stupidity to get AIDS, like the class act that I am. And then I whined about how he is the one who should be retracting all of his objective facts, because projection is my toxic trait. So again, I'm sorry about all of that. I'm very dumb, and nobody should ever listen to me for a single second about so much as a Yelp review of the Waffle House where I work the night shift, let alone anything of a scholarly nature. Unsubscribe immediately and listen to actual smart people. That is all. Did you get all that, Dan? Remember, it's gotta be word for word exactly that. And you have to mean it. No tricks. No, Dave made me say this in order to be able to debate him, so stop playing the video now. It's gotta come from the heart. And I want to see comments from your viewers either applauding you for your sudden newfound honesty or unsubscribing due to your profound incompetence. If you can muster up the courage to come clean, I will gladly humiliate you right to your dumb roadkill face about the pyramids or whatever the fuck else you want to crap your pants about. Do you hear that? You've been bragging all over the internet about how badly you want to debate me, and here's your chance. You just have to show everyone how fucking dumb you are. A small price to pay for the opportunity to look your arch nemesis in the eye, right? In which case, we're going to have to fix your pathetic attempt at humor with the Always Sunny meme, since you got all of it exactly backwards.
Okay, Jesus Christ. All right, I'll get on it.
Well. If it isn't the big time hotshot lawyer man.
Oh my God, I do not have time for you.
Yes, sir, we both have busy schedules, so I'll make this quick. I shan't mince words with you for long. I am challenging you, sir, to a duel.
I accept.
Of course, I know you'll never agree to this, since narcissistic frauds like you are physically incapable of admitting fault. So I'd like to offer you a separate challenge that requires no conditions at all. Ready? Let's fight. Let's physically fight each other in a traditional boxing match. I mean, like you said, I'm so fat and weak and pathetic, right? It should be easy for a manly man of the outdoors like you, in such peak physical condition, to beat up a fat loser like me, right? Come on, champ. Are you a coward? Are you a chicken? Of course not. You're a big, strong, brave boy who definitely wouldn't get his face permanently broken by a relentless fury of punches. And you even have a history of violence, remember? It seems like you love to hit women and or children, so why not take a swing at a man for once? You really have no choice, since I've arbitrarily decided that this challenge is the be-all, end-all determination of who is a better person in every single way. So how about I just make endless videos challenging you to fight me and calling you a coward every day all over social media? That would be fun. Or you can do what we all know you're gonna do, hide like a little bitch and talk trash on your now completely irrelevant channel, hoping your loser followers don't watch this video. You're an invalid who is physically incapable of fighting. You don't even actually want to debate me. You're too afraid to even watch my debates and see what I do to frauds that are 10 times smarter than you. No, Daniel, you don't want to debate me. You want $1.50 in change, a Slim Jim, and directions to the nearest overpass for a good night's sleep. You want a reason to stay alive another day. What a truly sad existence that must be. And that'll about do it. In the end, Dan really is one of the most pathetic people I've ever debunked. He's like a troubled teen who acts out just for attention because being invisible is more painful than getting in trouble. This would be pathetic behavior even for an actual teenager, let alone a decrepit old bag of farts like him. I don't even know how old he is, but he looks like he's fucking 70, and I can't even check because when I googled Dan Richards' age, it lists a bunch of other people because he's not even on the top 10 list of most important people with his own name. And every day that passes, he slips lower on the list. He can't handle fading into complete irrelevance, even though he's been there for quite some time already. So he would rather act like a pathetic troll and try to get me to acknowledge him as though that will make him relevant, when it just results in hundreds of thousands of people getting a few belly laughs at his expense. If he wants to remain the laughing stock of the entire internet just a little longer, I'm happy to grant that to him. So that's it for Dan Richards, ideally for the final time, as I really don't think I can get much more mileage out of this douchebag. But who knows, maybe he'll agree to fight me, and I'll get to share footage of some well-deserved elder abuse. Or maybe something even stranger still. For now, enjoy this artist's depiction of potential future events.